Well, good morning, Crossings Edmond. We are back live again. And so, I hope it's been good to be in person with you. My name is Alex. I'm one of the student pastors here. And we're excited to share just a little bit about student ministry this morning with you. One of the best parts of getting to work in student ministry is not only working with your students, but also getting to work alongside one of my best friends and co-pastors. This is Hannah.
Hi, I'm Hannah Pratz, and I've been on Crossing staff for a little over 5 years, and it's fun for me. I grew up going to church here at Crossings, and so I'm a product of Crossing student ministry, and so it's super fun for me to get to be on staff and hopefully provide your students with similar opportunities to grow in their faith as I was given.
Yeah, and so for some of you guys, you don't always see the student ministry here. We're kind of up in the new expansion part of the building on Sunday mornings, and then kind of our primary event of the week, program, gathering, whatever you want to call it, is on Wednesday nights. And so that's when we kind of throw these curtains up, and we have about 100 students and about 25 volunteers in here each Wednesday night. One thing I think you have recognized maybe about our student ministry, maybe with or without knowing it, is this logo right here. And I'm going to be honest with you, I had no idea. When I got here, I actually didn't know what this logo meant. I just would make up that it meant don't roam alone. It was a buffalo, and I was like, yeah, that sounds good. Don't roam alone. They didn't like that because there's actually meaning behind it that I would later learn on. And so today we want to talk a little bit about this logo. We have it on shirts and different things, and people are always like, hey, can I get one of those shirts? And we always tell people the same thing. Absolutely, if you volunteer in students, you can get one of those. Also, if you go to any Goodwill around here, you can find a ton of them. I see people who wear them all the time, and I'm like, I don't think they're one of our volunteers. So that is a good way to get a shirt. But today we want to continue in our summer in the Psalms, which is great because it actually explains this logo. And with this simple logo, it's a reminder for our students, but we hope that it would be a reminder for you, that every time you see this, that it would speak something to you just as much as it hopefully speaks to our students, so that we'll all be in the know and we won't all just think, don't roam alone. And so today we're going to be looking in the Psalms together.
Yeah, we got inspiration for our buff logo from Psalm 112. It's the verse that inspired the logo, and it says this in verses 6 and 7. It says, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. And so our hope for Crossing students is that they would stand firm in their faith in every season of their life, no matter what circumstance they come into for every day of their life. And that is our hope for each of you as well, that you would have the power to stand firm in the storms of your own life every day.
Absolutely. And so the question that we're looking at today is this one. What empowers us to stand firm in the storms of our lives? And that's not just for your students, but that's for us as adults as well. What empowers us to stand firm in the storms of our lives? And so I think when we started this ministry in 2016, for those of you who are new, we started this church, we planted it. And I remember that we got together and we were like, we don't know what student ministries is going to look like. But we know that we need a place in North Edmond for these students. And so we launched on, I think it was like November, it was like mid-November. And I remember thinking to myself, like, this isn't just going to be a place where we just eat pizza and hang out. That we realized that our students, we've each been here now 5, 6 years, and we've experienced a lot of these storms together. We've experienced loss. We've experienced depression and anxiety and students going inpatient. We've experienced students going through divorces in their families. The day we actually launched this student ministry, I was in the hospital visiting a student down at Children's who had almost overdosed. And I remember thinking that night as we were starting this ministry that this was going to be a place for people to find shelter in those storms. That this is going to be a place that wasn't just pizza and hangouts. Yes, we do that, and it's awesome. But that we would be kind of an anchor in storms for this community. And so the first thing, we have three kind of areas in which we believe can help us stand firm in those storms. And the first one is this. We believe a trusting relationship with Jesus helps us stand firm. We believe a trusting relationship with Jesus helps us stand firm. And I think you guys are like, yeah, duh, Alex, that sounds good. But a lot of this is easier said than done, right? Like Jesus tells us to love our enemies and it's super simple until you actually have to do it. And I think having that relationship with Jesus to help us stand firm is something that is easy when everything's going well, but incredibly difficult when things are hard, right? And so when we look at that, when we look at what that means, this verse came to mind. Matthew 18:3 says this, and Jesus said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. As Hannah and I were talking about what this Sunday would look like, Hannah kept saying, like, all of these kind of points, fill in the blanks, whatever you want to call them, they all are reminding me of this art by an artist that we both love, a guy named Scott the Painter, Scott Erickson. And so we wanted to give you visuals kind of for each point today. And if you're a visual person, this will help because you'll be like, oh, I remember that. But I remember thinking of what a trusting relationship looks like. Like, what is that posture? And so this is the first piece of artwork we wanted to share today. And it's just this child, which I have a 3-year-old son. And that, like, when I saw that outline, I get, like, weepy because I think of him like that. But I think that's also how our Heavenly Father looks at us. Because I know one thing about children is that they are dependent on their father, right? And so we want to be people that are dependent, that are trusting in Jesus to carry us so that we might be able to stand firm, whether it's with him or him holding us. This also reminded me of a passage in Matthew 14. I think you guys remember this story, right? Where Peter walks on water, that Jesus invites him out. It says, but Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. And this is what Peter says. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. And he's come, Jesus said. And then it says, then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. What I love about this story is we always remember of like Peter doubting, but we forget that he actually walked on water. But when he saw the storms, he reached out. He reached out to Jesus, much like the posture of a child that says, I trust you, even in the storms of life. I need you even more than ever. And so for us in student ministries, we believe that a way in which we stand firm is to have a trusting, dependent relationship with Jesus. And as adults, we want to have that same exact posture. And so my question for you today is, what are the things in the storms that you do reach out to? Like, what are the things that you find security in that ultimately fail when Jesus never does? Something to think about.
The second point is we stand firm with the help of a diverse community of faithful friends. Like Alex said, we're enabled to stand firm when we have a trusting relationship with Jesus, but it's also through the power of his people that we're enabled to stand firm. Like this picture shows, that when our lights go out, that others around us would rush in with theirs until ours comes back. That when our hope or our joy or even our faith is blown out by the things that life gives us, that we would have people who stand in the gap with us and reignite this light in our lives. God often uses the people in our lives to help us stand firm during the midst of our storms, to remind us that he is with us. When we surround ourselves with people who bring diverse cultures, diverse backgrounds, personalities, and different perspectives, it enables us to stand firm. We see this in the book of Acts in chapter 2, verses 42 through 44. And it says this: "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles." In verse 44, it says, "All the believers were together and they had everything in common." We can read this passage and think that they had everything in common in regards to their culture or their interests or their politics or what generation they were born in. But the truth is that they had everything in common because their everything was Jesus. Jesus was and Jesus is enough for us today to be in community with those who are different than us. When we lay aside our assumptions about other Christians who may look different than us or may act different than us or have different abilities or have different perspectives than us, when we lay those assumptions aside, it is those people that God often uses in our lives to remind us of his truth. Carrie Holder, who's our nursery pastor who you met earlier, she wrote a blog for Crossing's website on inclusion in the special needs community. And she wrote this. She said, "God uses unexpected people to teach us unexpected things in his kingdom." The second part is also key in helping us stand firm, and that are faithful friends. We need faithful friends who, in the midst of our storms and suffering, when all seems lost, that are willing to surround us with their strength and their faith when we have none. There's kingdom power in faithful friends. We see an example of this in the Gospels. In Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26, it says, "One day when Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, they had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and they lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus." In verse 20, it says this: "When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven.'" When Jesus saw their faith, there was power in the paralyzed man's faith. There was power in the paralyzed man's friend's faith. There was power in their faith to totally change the trajectory of their friend's life. There was nothing that the paralyzed man could do on his own to get to Jesus. Those around him had to show up. They had to lay aside their own wants. They had to be willing to be inconvenienced, and they had to get their friends to Jesus. For some of us, that's the difficult part, right? Some of us, we don't like to be inconvenienced. Our schedules are too busy to show up for other people. But I think for a group of people who follow Jesus, it's actually the opposite part that's hard for us. It's hard for us to be people who have needs. We hate that idea. We are a culture that says, figure it out on your own. You can do it. You got it. You don't need other people. We don't like to ask for help. Allowing people to show up for us requires us to be vulnerable. It requires us to accept our own weaknesses and limitations. But there are times that life brings us to a place that no matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, we simply can't do it on our own. And standing firm in our faith requires us to rely on other people. There are times in our lives where we need to be carried to the feet of Jesus. When we allow others to surround us with their strength, it is through their sacrifice that reminds us that God is with us. A beautiful byproduct of suffering is when the body of Christ comes alive to meet the needs of those around them. And so what do we need to stand firm? We need a diverse community of faithful friends.
Absolutely. I almost forgot to click the slide because I was so into that. I think we've seen that so much just in the past few years, is that we see different people come through our doors. And sometimes we see that word diversity and we think it's just about how people look. But we've seen so much diversity in neurodiversity, people that think and act differently than we do, different needs. And we want to be a community that welcomes all in here. That's been something that's been really profound, especially this past year, is seeing just how others have been able to show up for one another. It's a really beautiful, beautiful thing. The third thing that we believe, we stand firm by having a faithful mentor. A faithful mentor. I love this image, this last one, by Scott the Painter. And it's an image of a shipwreck with a lighthouse on top of it. An image of a shipwreck with a lighthouse on top of it. Reminds me of the Henry Nouwen quote, "I never knew that broken glass could shine so bright." Or even Kintsugi last week. But a lot of the leaders in our ministry have stories. They have brokenness. And although they aren't perfect, they are people who have been restored and sanctified by the one who is. And so we love seeing that our small group leaders are basically wounded healers in a world that desperately, desperately needs people to care. And for students, they desperately, desperately need adults outside of their families who care and show up. Hannah and I are both products of people that poured into us, that said, hey, you can do what I do. We see this in you. We believe this in you. They loved us enough to correct us when we might have gone off the path. And they loved us enough to affirm us when we got to the places that they saw God calling us to. Faithful mentors are people that we need. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 11:1 that says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. There's something profound and trusting about following a follower, right? We have a culture that loves leadership, and we have a faith life that loves leadership. But what we always take for granted, I think, is the humble following of someone else who is following someone else. And I love that, you know, when God shows up to Moses, God says, hey, I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, like context for Moses, right? And I think for us, for my own faith journey, this was my story. Like, I follow the God of Brian and Nathan. I follow the God of Jeff, and I follow the God of Hannah, because we often follow the people that Christ has embodied in our life. And I want to follow them because I see Jesus in them. And so there is those people in your life, I'm sure you can think of their names right now, that have shown you who God is and what God is like. And so we always want to be people who are following someone that follows closely to Jesus. So I'm going to share something that I think I've shared before, maybe. But I remember, I'm just talking about how critical mentorship is. I remember at a previous church I was at, I made kind of one of the biggest mistakes in ministry. And I think I've healed from it now that I'm like 7 or 8 years away from it. But it's probably one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made in ministry because I forgot this for a minute. I forgot how significant leaders were. I forgot how important an adult can be in the lives of students. And so I was at a previous church, and we were getting ready to go to camp. And I needed, I desperately needed a bus, and I needed volunteers. Those were the two things I needed. It wasn't a church that had a ton of resources. And so there was always a person that you could kind of go to and ask of things if you needed something. There was about 5 of those people at the church. And so one of mine happened to be someone who I was pursuing to be a small group leader. And I remember going to him and saying, actually, I didn't even go to him. He came to me and said, hey, I heard that you need a bus for camp. And I was like, I do need a bus for camp. And I hear you're someone that can get me one. No. And he said, hey, if I get the bus for camp, I'll write you a check right now. Does that mean that I don't have to go to camp or volunteer? Some of y'all are like, yes, I would write that check to not be in a room with 7th grade boys. And I remember I looked at him and I said, absolutely, yes, write that check. And so that guy handed me a check, and I was like, got my bus, all right. And I didn't think anything of it. And now some years down the road, as I remember getting that check in my hand, I consider it one of the biggest mistakes in ministry that I've ever made. Because the truth is, I should have told him, I need you to do both. Like, I need you to not only pay for this bus, but I need you to show up for these students. Because for one, Jesus tends to want the things that we don't want to give him. Right? Like, Jesus is always after the things that we have put on the throne instead of him. And so for this guy, it was his time. And the truth is, those boys needed a great leader as much as they needed transportation to that camp. And so what I want to always remind myself is the value of mentors and leaders in the lives of students who show up and point students to Jesus. Be it a phone call, the text, the presence that is a constant force advocating and cheering us on. We all need that, right? Even as adults. And some of us, that's hard to find, right? Like, because we want a mentor who's a little older than us, a little wiser than us, whatever the age and stage that we think qualifies someone to mentor us. But what I've realized for myself is that I need someone who's just a little bit further down the road. Like, I need somebody who's not only been where I've been, but has enough insight to say, hey, this is where you're going if you're not careful. And this is where I see God showing up in your life. And so our students need it desperately. And so do we as adults. We stand firm by having a faithful mentor.
We can look at a collection of these photos and think that there's an order to them. That first, we have to get the faith part right, and then we can have Christian community, and then we can have a mentor. But what we see in students is that often what happens is they have a community first, that someone invites them to church and they have an interaction with Jesus there. Or maybe it's an adult in their life who continues to pursue them when they've run away from their faith. And so there really isn't a formula to this, but what we do know is that all three of these things are things that help students and things that can help you stand firm in the midst of your life.
Absolutely. And so maybe you're asking yourself today, maybe you've come here quite a bit and you're just like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing here at church? Like, I come in, I worship with a community of people, and I look around and I know some of their faces, but I don't really know them that well. And we always say we're Crossings Community Church, and I never want to leave out that piece of community, because we want you to find some here. Like, we want you to be in community, and we see that in service. We see that in the people that not only attend and worship together as a body of believers, but we see that in people that volunteer their time. And so this is the turn of the day where we can talk about how to weather storms, but the truth is, it makes it near impossible for us to weather the storms in students' lives as well as our own without incredible volunteer leaders. And we desperately, like, we can't do what we do without you. And I say this all the time. If you're like, man, I've been really waiting for a sign to volunteer, like, I'm your sign today. Like, I'm it. With really big eyes. And so we need you. And if you're on the fence and you're like, ah, and you're like, maybe not students, like, great, kids ministry. It's probably a little bit less of a commitment because you don't have to go to, well, you do have to go to some camps and things. So it's just as big of a commitment. But wherever it is, maybe you wanna start in connections, maybe you wanna start volunteering in different capacities, but we desperately, desperately need adults that show up in the lives of students. And you might be like, I am so unqualified. And the truth is, if you can listen and be present, then you are more than qualified. We can take care of all the teaching stuff and the notes. But we desperately need students adult leaders in students' lives that show up and care. And so if today you're like, oh, I'm a little curious, we're gonna be out in the atrium after service, and we just wanna meet you. We'll even take you to coffee. And if we really have to convince you, we'll take you to lunch. But we wanna meet you, like stop us. We're not intimidating people, I don't think. Even if you're just a little bit curious, come over, give us your info, and we'll at least get you a free cup of coffee. Because we want to invite you to a front row seat of what God is doing in the lives of teenagers in Edmond, Oklahoma. Let's pray.
God, we are grateful for this morning. We're grateful to be gathered together in a room where we can come and we can sing about you and be reminded of what it looks like for followers of you to stand firm. So God, I just pray over every person in this room, God, and if they need a community or if they need a mentor, maybe they just even need you, God, that you would meet them where they're at this morning. God, we just pray over our student ministry and just ask, Lord, that if anyone felt just a little nudge to come and serve, God, that they would just have the courage to do so, God, that it wouldn't be about what they know or what they don't know, Lord, but that it would be about you and about giving our lives away for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.